local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Hilton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Continuing in-depth team coverage on the fight over oil and the price of gas. Could be going up locally. Let's get the latest live. KNX 1070's John Baird.
I've been cruising down Lincoln Boulevard, and while I've seen prices for regular gas as low as $3.69 a gallon, many of the stations already have it listed at $3.89, and if you need super, it's up around $4.19 a gallon. And analyst Patrick DeHaan of Gas Buddy expects to see prices spike, at least temporarily, of about 15 to 25 cents a gallon, and perhaps even more if Saudi Arabia can't make some repairs and bring the production back up.
If there are additional outages, or if the restoration of that crude oil production is slower, we could see perhaps another 10 to 15 cents beyond that.
So we would be talking a total price spike of maybe 40 cents a gallon. So drivers may be feeling the pain, especially here on the West Coast, where he says we're more dependent on Saudi oil than other parts of the country. Reporting live in Santa Monica, John Baird, KNX 1070.
Synthetic marijuana in some cases being sold as CBD here in L.A. This according to an AP investigation. Let's get that story from Craig Figner.
Well, CBD is an extract from marijuana. Many people claim health benefits from CBD. It's not supposed to contain THC. That's the stuff in marijuana that gets people high. The AP had five smokable CBD products acquired here in L.A., tested in a lab, found two had been laced with synthetic marijuana. One vape product under scrutiny is a brand called YOLO from a company founded by this woman you're about to hear from her in Carlsbad.
The only way how that can be done is to have questionable ingredients in it, okay? Either those cannabinoids coming from China, which you never know what they are, or the product is not what it says.
That's Katrina Maloney, the company's Mathco Health Corp in Carlsbad. She abruptly ended that interview when pressed on how synthetic marijuana got into YOLO vape liquid. Synthetic marijuana can bring on a super powerful, dangerous high, hundreds of times more potent than marijuana derived from THC. And CBD, which is advertised widely for all kinds of things, is unregulated and it is not supposed to contain any THC, not the synthetic or real. Reporting live, Craig Figner, KNX 1070.
Some breaking news we've been following for you at Santa Ana College this morning. Big police investigation after a man was shot dead nearby, apparently, as he was driving. He was shot multiple times and then ended up crashing into the campus parking lot. Anthony Britanias with Santa Ana PD says that the car veered from Bristol Street.
Hit the curb, jumped up onto a retaining wall at the college where it is lodged on top.
And again, it is a murder investigation this morning.
There's a huge perimeter. We're trying to figure out if this was some type of incident that led to a traffic collision and then a shooting, or a shooting that led to a traffic collision.
And big investigation. They're looking for evidence at the scene right now. They've got the police dogs out trying to sniff out things, and that area is going to be closed probably for several more hours. And at this point, they're still trying to figure out if it's going to impact classes at all at Santa Ana College. And as soon as we get that information, we will pass it along to you.
There's another investigation underway this morning. This is about the shooting, deadly one, outside the Rose Bowl just hours after Oklahoma beat UCLA. An 18-year-old man was killed. The family telling CBS2 it had been his first day on the job. He was part of a cleaning crew, also going to West LA College. Nearby residents say the incident highlights the need just to be surrounded by friends.
I just try to go in groups and, you know, be safe. Don't go out too late at night, obviously.
Another man injured. Pasadena police say they don't believe this shooting was random and that the victim may have just been in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Guys accused of trying to burglarize a home in Beverly Hills. The police say he broke into while he was drunk. He's facing some other charges as well, including resisting arrest when SWAT forced its way into the house after he refused to come out.
The brush fire that threatened about 60 homes in Riverside County in San Jacinto was about 30% contained this morning. 500 acres have been burned. CAL FIRE Riverside Captain Fernando Herrera telling KNX, because of some really hard work by the firefighters, the homes are safe. The evacuation orders lifted.
Boots on the ground are working really hard to contain the perimeter of fire. our aerial assault did a great job, and we're able to lay a lot of retardant lines.
They call this a horseshoe fire at Brookhouse Saturday afternoon, but they're still trying to figure out the cause.
State's horse racing board is going to be meeting this week, still trying to figure out if they're going to talk about this report out of the New York Times that justify the Triple Crown winner failed the drug test at Santa Anita prior to winning the Triple Crown. The Bob Baffert-trained horse tested positive, according to reports, for a banned substance last year, but the board found that it was likely the result of contaminated feed. The ruling has led to questions about possible preferential treatment for the trainer, Bob Baffert, who has denied giving the horse the banned substance.
If you ride the Gold Line in and around Pasadena this morning, you might find a little delay because they're doing some work there, repairing the overhead power lines in the area. So there is single tracking between the Sierra Madre Villa and Lake Avenue stations.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.